passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We're back. The second half of the program is live. We have a couple more guests to come. It's been a busy one already, and we continue with more of your phone calls. Richard is in North Carolina. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Paul? I just wanted to call and discuss another coach in Alabama. You know, everybody's talking about, Saban, but I want to talk about one who he's no longer a coach, but I think if anybody heard, has been reading the paper, it's the dishonorable Tommy Tuberville. And I don't know if you saw what he had to say just recently.
You know, it's interesting, Richard. He has said so many things that are outside the norm that it's sometimes difficult to differentiate. So which one is it this time for?
Well,
coach?
He said today, just talking. You know, we're talking about the funds to for Ukraine.
Right.
And he, of course, he's one of the ones who voted against it. And he was talking about that Putin was at the top of his game. And then he also indicated that, you know, really, it wasn't Russia that caused them to invade, but NATO and the U.S. had put them in a position where they'd forced their hand and they had to. And so
not exactly accurate.
One reason I called too is I see he's coming up for re-election in the 26th election. You know, I was suggesting since Nick Saban is no longer tied up in Tuscaloosa, he might be the one person who can.
You know, that would be an amazing battle. Can you imagine that primary battle between Saban and they met a few times on the field.
It really would. And I think he would be doing Alabama a real favor. Because I think Tuberville is just a disgrace. I mean, with the way he held up those promotions.
The military promotions,
yeah. Yeah, there's military promotions, but I was going to say, you know, with this business that he was saying that Putin is at the top of his game. I guess his game is partly killing people in Ukraine and.
You know, Richard, I'll tell you a story. I was in Richard Shelby's office about a year ago, a little bit more than about 2 years ago, I should say, and. He told me a story. Richard Shelby, for those of you who don't know, is, you know, I mean, really a very legendary senator from Alabama. And he said somehow Putin came up, and he said, you know, I've met Putin a couple of times, and I said, well, Senator, what was it like? He said, when you get close to him and you look into his eyes, it's like seeing the devil at the gates of hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think George Bush changed his eyes and mind about when he could see his soul when he lived.
Bush did have a couple of good lines about that. But so has pretty much every other president but one.
Yeah, but really, it's like I say, it's when I saw Trump said the same thing, talking about NATO, and then he was just saying, well, if the Allies didn't pay up, that he was all for Putin doing whatever he could to him.
Yeah, I heard that.
But really, I really think that would really be a very interesting.
Yeah, I asked Coach Saban about politics, and he said that he wanted nothing to do with it. Now.
I'm sorry.
I think that, you know, the race would be, it's only 2 years away. You're right. It's not that long ago. I don't know if just observational. And thank you for the call, Ria. I don't know. I mean, I realize it's hard to walk away from power. But in my experience being around Tuberville, I don't think he really likes the job that much. So I'm not sure he's going to. I think everything depends on what's about to happen. I mean, this if Donald Trump is reelected, then there's no way he would walk away because they are very close friends. But if Congress changes and and by the way, it's more likely than not, according to the experts, that the Republicans could take over the Senate. So that would maybe encourage him to stay. I don't know. I'm a talk show host, not a political analyst. Dwayne is in Louisiana. Hello, Dwayne.
Yeah, you're talking politics. You're talking politics now, huh, Paul?
What do you say? Do you follow politics, Dwayne?
Yep, sure do. I sure do.
You're in Louisiana. How can you not?
A lot of people going to jail, too.
That's true.
A lot of people going to prison. Hey, check this out. But hey, Paul Feinbaum, happy Valentine, boo. I want to tell you that in the first place,
Thank you.
What I'm saying? I had to tell you that, you know?
You got it.
But I ain't gonna talk about that cow no more because, you know, I want to get them Texas people all mad with me talking about we're going to filet mignon that cow and steaks and what part of cow you like of that bull they got, whatever that is in Texas?
Oh, I'll eat a little meat. I'm not like a steak in the morning, steak for lunch and for breakfast. But I'll have meat occasionally. What about you?
Yeah, we gonna eat that. So we gonna do that. We gonna gut them open. I know that, but I won't talk too much about that because the people animal people are gonna get mad with you, Paul.
Yeah, they'll probably call and complain. The PETA people are outside the door right now.
I know that, Paul. But hey, Mr. Paul Feinbaum, like talk about some real stuff. I like how Legend was talking yesterday. Legend was talking with his head on straight for a chance. I like that. He came out direct and say what he had to say, and I love it. Huh?
You're right. And by the way, Dwayne, we've only heard a little bit about Mrs. Dwayne. What do you have for her on Valentine's Day?
Me.
Oh, okay. Well, then, obviously, with the idea of you coming home to her, I can't imagine she would want anything else.
Hey, I just put $420 in her hand. Just now.
What's that?
I just put $420 in her hand.
$420?
Yep, that's what I put in her hand.
What kind of, I mean, what? I've never heard of like you come home on Valentine's Day and say, here's some cash. I mean,
yep,
what kind of transaction is that?
Cash make the world go round, man. That cash put a smile on your face, boy, that cash money. You know that, huh? You know that.
Yeah, no, but cash is king.
Cash is king.
Dwayne just can't go through a call without dropping a word that he throws around on the rig. Too much rigging. You can take him off the rig. You can't take the rig out of him. Expired is what happened to him, and now we have expired from Texas on the horn.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
I want to clarify for Dwayne that cow or whatever the hell it is in Austin is a steer. It's a steer. And if you don't know what a steer is, read it. Okay,
yeah.
It's a steer. It can't reproduce. Okay, so want to get that clear. Next thing, Paul, I was really thinking about this Valentine stuff, and it really got me thinking. And I'm not a big Valentine's guy, but you know, I want to make sure my wife's treated right and stuff. But
right.
The big question to me, Paul. Yeah, the big question to me, Paul, is what do you think Jim and Iman's doing tonight for Valentine's together?
Well, first of all, I try to stay out of.
Do you want to know what I think?
I try to stay out of bromances. I'm not. I don't have the expertise that I should.
Yeah, I think they're probably. I think they went to Jim's house, or they're going to Jim's house. Iman's coming over, and they're going
now expired. Let me warn you. Anything you say, you're likely or liable to get an outrageous Jim response.
Oh, so he can say pathetic 40 times and keep saying pathetic, and everybody, I mean, page 54, say pathetic again, please. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
everybody's pathetic. But what I'm trying to say is I really think they're going to have a romantic dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Jim's going to make some of his famous coon and rice.
Do you think expired? Do you think candlelight?
Candlelight. Jim's going to be in his whitey.
Maybe you think a concerto from maybe Bach in the background or something?
There's no doubt. I-Man's going to be in his board shorts. He's going to take his flip-flops off at the door. I think Jim's going to put a hairnet on him so he don't get no hair on the food. And I think Jim's going to talk to him a little bit about Nick Saban, and I-Man's going to storm out pissed off.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to end.
That violin music is about to come to an end.
Hey, Paul, whatever you do, make sure you treat your wife right tonight like you always do, and it'll be a good night for you. Probably better than Dwayne. Give her $450. Tell her you outdid Dwayne.
Well, my wife knows where I store. I keep the cash, so I don't need to offer it to her. She'll just go get it.
Maybe Jim and I, man, could smoke a little doobie together, and Jim would be in a little better mood tomorrow.
You know, by the way, I don't advocate marijuana for anyone, unless that's your deal. But a couple of tokes for Jim might loosen that dude up a little bit. He's way too uptight. We'll be right back. More to come on Valentine's Day.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and let us continue right now with Johnny B.
Hey, Paul. Happy Valentine's Day.
Johnny.
I'm trying to figure out how Dwayne wound up on $420. You know, 420 is the symbol for, you know, universal symbol for when to light up your weed and everything. But
right.
I mean, why not four? Why not five? But he had a call the other day that kind of interested me. You know, he was cutting his toenails. And as you age, that gets to be a difficult thing. So I was, you know, a lot of the people on here are older like me and him. And I was just wondering if we'd like to form a regional toenail cutting club. Like Miss Pat has her mermaids, and we could just sit around and drink, cut each other's toenails, and listen to Feinbaum.
By the way, has there ever been a toenail cutting contest?
No, and I don't think there's been a club. I think that would be, you know, like a breakthrough for the show and everything. You know, if it's men, we can get some of them things that do ear hairs, nose hairs, you know, look good for the women on Valentine's Day. You know, we don't want to be tearing the sheets up and then grossing them out, but that just kind of hit me. I thought poor Dwayne having to cut his own toenails, and here I am, looks like, you know, I need a side grinder half the time. You just never know when a great idea is going to hit you.
Well, that is fantastic, Johnny B. You, Johnny, you be good, okay? Brad is up next in Georgia. Hello, Brad.
Mr. Paul, what's going on, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, before I get to my football question, can I give the young guys some advice about Valentine's Day?
Please.
All right. If y'all are running out, buying candy, buying flowers, overpaying for dinner, y'all are a bunch of suckers. Because I'm telling you, all they want is your girlfriend or your wife, cook them a very fine meal.
Really?
Buy them a very
What about your wife and girlfriend?
Ooh, now that's a problem.
That's when it gets expensive, right? Oh, why am I looking at you?
Yeah, that's when you better be good at juggling. But I've never
There's a famous story, and I will not tell it, but some of my friends know it, about a guy who made a very expensive purchase for his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally sent it to his wife.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot.
Did you not? I mean, they deliver, you know, car dealerships have a big, this is a big day for car dealerships. The car rolls up, big bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
That happened, and the car got bashed. the wife took a baseball bat, it sounded like a Carrie Underwood song, to the front headlights and the windshield and everything else.
Me and my wife just celebrated our 36th wedding anniversary, and you still here?
I'm just taking notes.
Okay. Yeah, 36. And I'm telling you something. Cook the good dinner, other than touching her plate, do the dishes later, and then put on a little berry.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on the dishes, but here's a problem for me. If I cook the dinner, I'd end up divorced. I'll do anything else, but don't put me in charge of cooking.
Okay. Well, hey, Paul, I got a real cool question about the football playoff, and okay. I know other callers are trying to get in, but I'm going to make it quick. We both know that any conference champion, say ACC, their champion might be as good as the number three SEC team. So what I'm saying is I know the four conference champions will get the bye. But in your opinion, do you think the four best teams should get the bye and let it fall like that?
I do. I really do. I don't like this. Once again, I mean, I realize it's better than it was, but we're still playing. Yeah. We're still playing Little League baseball here. One from here, one from here.
Well, hey, Doc, thanks for taking my.
I do not want to see Liberty in the 12 team playoff. Okay, they don't belong.
Yes, sir. I agree.
I mean, for all the great things that Liberty does and Coastal and all these other smaller schools, they are fantastic, but they're not going to place well in the playoffs. Thanks for the call. Maybe they will. I don't know. I don't think they will. Grubb is in Tennessee. Hello, Grubb.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I got a suggestion for you. I know you probably don't need it from just a simple guy from East Tennessee.
Oh, I bet I do.
From Alabama. But these callers that call in all the time talking about politics and toenails and whatever else you want to talk about, some of the best calls I've heard from some of your premium callers, I guess, that you guys seem to want to get on right at the end of the show. I'd like to hear them guys talk about their own teams and what they think their offense is going to do or their defense is going to do. I don't know if any of these Auburn guys that call in all the time, RJ and some of that bunch, I don't know if they really know what's going on with the real football teams and the schools and talk. And some of the best call I ever heard from Jim was when he was talking football and not talking about other callers.
No, you're right. He occasionally talks ball, but no, I'm in AJ, you're right. The Auburn guys just want to beat up on the Alabama guys.
But another thing I was curious about, if Saban really wants to help everybody's feelings and stuff at Alabama, it seems to me like it would be a good thing to have him on your show and talk to him about what the new coaches at Alabama are dealing with and show some support for them and talk up the team and talk up the people, I think that would go a long way at giving DeBoer a little bit of, you know, confidence and
yeah, you know, Grubb, I think Coach Saban will talk at some point. There's no question. I mean, he just signed a deal with ESPN. He'll have plenty to say, but I think right now there is a little bit too much chaos going on in Tuscaloosa for him to comment on every single thing that goes on. Thank you for the call. We head to the break. We have a special guest on deck. You've seen him here before. Great player at Ole Miss and UCF, about to head to the NFL. John Rhys Plumlee will join us next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Our next guest has been here a couple of different times wearing different uniforms. We first met John Rhys Plumlee when he was the quarterback at Ole Miss. We talked to him again after a spectacular adventure at UCF when I believe he played baseball and football on the same day. And now he joins us now that he is getting ready for his next adventure. John, thank you very, very much. Congratulations on your career, and I know the next journey is going to be exciting. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I appreciate the strong introduction there, but always good to talk to you. Excited to talk to you today.
Well, this is that time of the year when everybody is speculating. Where are people going to go? Will they go? And you're in that zone right now. You played in some All-Star games. You've got a lot of great credentials coming in from two different schools. You gave an interview recently, a calling card to NFL GMs and scouts saying, I'm one of the top 32 quarterbacks around. So tell us what you're hearing and what you're dealing with.
Yeah, so right now it's day by day preparing, adequately for the future, hopeful to get an opportunity. But yeah, like you said, I think that I can do a lot of things. I think I can be a weapon in many different ways. But I also think that if you ask me, I'm one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world. And I think, given the opportunity, I think that I am and I will be.
That's so interesting, John. And I compliment you for saying that because that is a way to get noticed. I love the NFL, and every morning I watch all these experts on my channel and others saying this guy should go ahead of that guy and that guy should go ahead. And then you just think about Dak Prescott taking what, in the fourth or fifth round? We just got through watching the Super Bowl with a guy that was taken at all. And Mitch Trubisky got cut the other day. He was taken four or five or six spots ahead of Patrick Mahomes, who's headed to goat category now. So, I mean, I know this is all, you know all this. So when you talk to NFL people at the All-Star game recently, or when you'll see them at Pro Day, what do you say other than what you just got through telling me?
Yeah, I think for me, everybody's going to have opinion. Everybody's going to have a say of where they think you should go, opinion about you. But I think if you look back at the past with guys like Brock Purdy, with guys like Sean Clifford last year, that didn't necessarily, get every chance in the world. But when given the opportunity, they shine. I think for me, opportunity. With opportunity comes the next level. And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an opportunity to showcase my skills, and hopefully that will impress and raise some eyebrows.
You played for Gus Malzahn. He knows a lot about great quarterbacks. He coached one who went on to be the first pick in the draft and the MVP in the NFL. So how important is Coach Malzahn and others, for that matter, going to be in what happens for you next?
Obviously, he's been a big piece of my college career, spending 2 years at UCF. He was unbelievable mentor, unbelievable coach. And I think he knows the blueprint, right? He knows what it's supposed to look like, what you need to check off to be able to play at the next level. He coached, obviously, Cam Newton, in my opinion, one of the best athletes of all time at the quarterback position. And then Jarrett Stidham is still in the league as well, doing great things. And so I think he knows the blueprint. He knows what it's supposed to look like. And so I kind of lean on him for some of that advice that he is willing to give.
John, when you made the statement about being one of the best quarterbacks, I like that, because if there's a position where you need confidence, it's quarterback. What do you think separates you? And I'm not asking you to take shots, but why are you so high on yourself?
I think, again, like you said, I've never been one to be lacking in the confidence category. But looking at this draft class, there's obviously a bunch of great quarterbacks, a bunch of big names that are going to do great things in the NFL, I'm sure. But I think a piece that really separates me from this draft class is my ability to create when everything goes wrong. I had something written in my notebook at the beginning of spring football this past year, and it was a note to myself that when everything is wrong, you are good enough to make it right. And it's something that I believe. I think everything can be wrong. Everything can be going wrong in a game, in a play, in a protection. And I think that I am good enough to make it right. And I think that's one of the pieces that kind of separates me from everybody else.
John, speaking of belief, we've had conversations with you about your faith and how that has shaped your entire life. How much of that, if at all, because it's always hard to separate. I mean, that's who you are, but how much of that seeps into your mindset as an elite athlete?
Yeah, for me, it's something that obviously we've had the conversation about it before. A lot of times when we spend a lot of times pursuing something, for myself, it's being a quarterback or a baseball player. For others, it might be being a banker or might be a lawyer. A lot of times we get to seeing ourselves as John Rice, the quarterback, because we spend so much of our time pursuing it so hard. And I think Brock Purdy, actually, in a lot of his interviews has stated this, and it's something that I believe as well. If you put your identity in something so fluid, and that has so many ups and downs as football, man, you're going to be living a hectic life. It's going to be rough. But, when you put your identity in something, that's a firm foundation, like being a follower of Jesus Christ, for me, it keeps me steady, right? You don't have to go on these high highs and these low lows when everything around you seems to be either going great or falling apart. I think that when you put your faith and your identity in something that's bigger than the world around you, I think it keeps you in a good spot.
There's so many things you've talked about in your past that are so extraordinary. Your musical talent, obviously playing baseball and football, but the faith part to me is so important. And I know, because, you know, listen, we're going through a lot as a country. We're watching on screens right now about a tragedy in Kansas City. But when you meet young people, and I know you do that a lot, and you're talking about football and baseball and the things that matter, how easy or difficult is it for you to broaden that to what really is at the center of your core?
For me, I just remember being at a young age, being a kid that always wanted to go talk to athletes, whether it was our local high school quarterback, Kurt McCarty. I still remember him. He was a beast to me. He was one of my heroes. Or if it was down the road at Southern Miss, the college football players and baseball players there, watching Ole Miss and Mississippi State on TV. I always wanted to go and speak to athletes because that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be just like them. And so I think back to when I was that age, and I think where I am now, the roles are kind of reversed, right? And so when I look down and I see, hey, a bunch of little baseball players coming up to me after a baseball game or a couple of quarterbacks coming out of high school wanting to talk, I think back to when I was that age and how much I would appreciate a conversation of maybe some wisdom or maybe some tips and pointers. But for me, I also take it as an opportunity to share something other than football or other than sports. I've done this since my Ole Miss freshman year. Side have my favorite Bible verse, and right now it's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will guide your path. And I have that on the bracelet. And then on the inside, it has my name, John Rice Plumley, number 10, which is the number that I wore. And so kids, especially when I was that age, loved to have a wristband on or a bracelet. And a lot of times I would wear that around. And so for them, I just wanted to give them something that they could have and hold on to from John Rice that maybe they look at and they see one day and they see Proverbs 3:5-6 and it makes them think about it for a second.
That is so great. And I know so many young people, listen, they need someone to look up to. Every person watching this right now or listening was at that age, whether they could do what you did on the field, baseball or football, or just try and watch somebody else. They're influenced by that, and you're really an inspiration. I don't know what's ahead. I hope some of these scouts are wrong, but you've proven people wrong before, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's part of my story. I've been looked down upon before. I've been doubted before. It's been a part of my story ever since I've been coming out of high school, and so I'm excited for the opportunity that is in the future, and to prove those right that are in my corner, and maybe prove a couple people wrong as well.
Well, regardless, the impact you've already had because of what you just got through sharing with us, I think will carry with you a very long time. John, thanks so much. It's really great to see you, and I'm really excited about your next chapter. I know everybody else is as well.
Yes, sir. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. John Rice Plumley joining us, as he has often done, and always impacting people through his message. We will take a short break. We are back right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back on this Wednesday. Carol is in Houston. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's
Well,
Day.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment about Johnny B's call and make a connection between Valentine's Day and some of your callers.
Okay.
First of all, we ladies do love it when our husbands just cook us a delicious home cooked paste. You know, get one of those delivery services. And we don't have to wash the dishes, and we have a nice bottle of wine, and he lets us pick the movie. That's kind of the perfect Valentine's Day.
By the way, that is every day at my house.
Well, then you're a good husband because that is a true act of love.
Yeah.
But I have something on my mind. This is not only Valentine's Day. For those of us of certain faiths, this is Ash Wednesday.
It sure is.
The beginning of the period of time known as Lent, and we reflect inward and think about trying to live the love that Christ called us to live. And I get so frustrated listening to television and radio because there's so much hatred out there in our country right now, not just divisiveness, but flat-out hatred. And I got to tell you, there are a few of your callers that I just literally turn to another channel until they're off because they spout so much garbage. And, you know, if all these people that called in on your show truly love football as much as you and I do, we don't have enough time to waste hating. You know, I want to talk about and think about and do the things that make me happy. And one of those big things in my life is college football. So thank you for being on the air. You are more than tolerant. You're more than kind. And some of these guys just need to shut up, and they need to start thinking about what it really means to live a life of love. Didn't mean to get on
the call. Wow, that is a great call. Carol, thank you so much. Really
do
appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Paul.
Wow. Carol, touching my heart. Bringing love on the love day. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Hey, I want my prayers to go out to the deputies that lost their life over in Tennessee. And also, I want to say a special prayer for Gunny over there in Georgia. And let me tell you something, Paul. I believe in this world, you have a right to not bother people. If you bother a cop or if you assault him, I think he ought to pull his gun and shoot you. I really believe that. He's there to protect and serve the public. That's what his job is.
Now Todd, let me just get a little clarification here. When you say bother a policeman, what do you mean by that?
Assault him. Just
oh, assault. Okay. Oh, I got
them
you.
Folks kicking okay. Them cops and
okay.
Stuff.
I just want to make sure. I was just concerned that maybe if you tap an officer and say, I'm lost, could you help me? I just want to make sure that wasn't a reason to shoot somebody to kill.
No, assault him. Okay. I mean, try to do bodily harm. Right. I feel he has the right to pull his gun and shoot you.
Okay.
All right. Let me say this. Jay called in and he's, all right, what he may not tell at all, because last week Chuck Schumer said that if the Republicans didn't agree to let Ukraine have all this money, that Chuck Schumer said that he's going to send our kids over to Ukraine to fight the war. Now, I don't give a damn about Jay's Democrat, Republican, or whatever. I'm a Christian conservative. And I care about this country. This is not the United States anymore, Paul, what they'd have made it. But I don't want to be fighting that war. And then,
well, first of all, Todd, let me give you a little bit of a civics explanation. Chuck Schumer doesn't really have that right. He's the majority leader in the Senate.
Right. He just said that.
He has no say-so. He can offer a legislation, which will still have to go through both houses of the
but all
Senate,
we're trying to do
Congress
is block the border. All right. Also, the Democrats have made it a point, Paul, up there in the daycare centers in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're putting the illegal immigrants in them daycare centers.
Hey, Todd, listen, first of all, I don't know what's going on in the city of Chicago, but I'm not really sure how that is germane to this conversation.
All right. But the last thing I want to say, Paul, let me say this. I love my country. I love my family. I love God. God has never been better than he has to me. I'm not stupid, but I am crazy about the things that I love. And like I was talking about, J.K. wants some of me. J.K. don't want. I'm 61 years old, Paul, and he don't want no part of me, because if he ever does, we're going to do this where somebody can't break it up. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Thank you, Todd. Listen, I'm just a country talk show host, but I do feel like we need to set the record straight on the three branches of government. I mean, anybody serving, I forgot, somebody didn't know which one was which. Will is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
Paul, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Well, I've just been trying for 5 years to get a reaction out of the gym, and it happened yesterday. And I will admit, he does have a point on me, because sometimes I'm leaving work, and, you know, I live in the mountains of North Carolina. Shout out, Bubba. Thank you. But I was watching Gunsmoke yesterday, and
how's Miss Kitty doing?
She's still still.
She's still sneaking Marshall up the sideway, the side, not the sideway, but the side exit entrance. What is Kitty above the bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up dock's little door alley or whatever you call it. But the point is, during the advertisements, they advertise this phone for seniors. Is a clear captions phone that spells out the communication. And I would love if you could give me Jim's address. And as a Valentine's
Day. Hey, Will, I don't know Jim's name. I don't know where he lives. I don't have his number. So I wish I could help you. But if Jim calls in off the air, we will hook you guys up on Valentine's Day. We'll take a short break. One more hour to go.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.